Well, Nigel, many congratulations. Job done. Sheffield United are a playoff team. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, delighted to get there at last. Should have done it last week, but to do it off with our own merit as well, without relying on, in the end, you know, MK Dons did win at Rochdale, but it's nice to get the point. The only thing we're disappointed is we didn't go and win the game, because we had enough of the game today, enough attacks, enough chances to win the game.
And that's the thing, isn't it, going into the playoffs? That's the problem in the final third, isn't it? Just that killer pass, that one little bit of something to get you over the winning line.
Yeah, I didn't think it was even the killer pass. I thought we created the chances today, especially the two in the first half. Now, it's not from just lumping the ball in the box and fighting for scraps. You know, we're playing, we're passing. I thought first 20, 25 minutes, we were very, very good today. And the only thing was missing was a goal. If you get one in the situation that Orient found themselves in today, we'd have gone on and won comfortably. But you don't get many better chances than Holtie had today.
And surprised that he missed it, given the form that he's been in recently, 5-7 prior to today.
Yeah, I know, you'd have put your house on him scoring, you know. But it was a great move and everything, so we're getting there. He's just got a little bit more composure to slot it in. But then we had another couple as well in the first half. One of them's got to go in. We had enough play today to get more than one goal.
And Jose Baxter, a lick of paint away from winning it, I suppose, in the second half.
Yeah, that's how close it is as well. Apart from set plays, we felt pretty comfortable today. We knew they were a very big side, but sometimes you can't help giving corners away. We're disappointed because it came actually from our free kick, and we had to work it a little bit to get a cross in. We didn't get the cross in. Josie gives the foul away, and we never get the ball back. So that's disappointing. And then just in the last 5 minutes, it's difficult because lads know we need a point. They don't know the other results, but it'd be a nice habit to get into, to go on and win games in that last 5 minutes. But I thought for the majority of the game, we attacked, we broke well, and we're in the ascendancy for most of the game.
How much heart do you take from the fact that when Leighton Orient did have those spells and the corners, Mark Howe didn't really have a great deal to do?
That's it. You know, somebody just said their goalkeeper was probably man of the match today with the saves he made. And yeah, Mark's had a couple of little things, but nothing major. And it's just one corner, one set play. It's a brilliant header still. Sometimes you get away with them and head them over the bar or hit somebody on the line. And he's powered it in the corner. But I thought we responded well again. And thoroughly deserved our equaliser. And we hit the post after that. Scoogs has a great chance. We have enough to go and get the winner.
So Dominic Calvert-Lewin as well. I'm told that's his debut. To be honest, I thought he'd played before. Such has been the noise about this guy. What did you make of his first bit of football?
I'll confess, first of all, I thought he played before we did. I just said to him in there, is that your debut? And he said, yeah. So I'm sure he'd had 5 or 10 minutes somewhere before. But I thought he did well. It was lovely seeing him and Che out there. A little bit of glimpse of, you know, the future. We've seen Reedy. A little glimpse of, you know, they could be in our team next season, the season beyond, and be two important players. But he did well when he came on. Big, tough, uncompromising back four they've got. And he battled away and did well. So great to get him on the pitch.
He's quite an athletic figure, isn't he? I know he's young, he's still sprightly, etc. But as a player, he looks as though he's in the athletic mould.
He is, yeah. He covers a lot of ground. He's got an incredible spring, you know, for winning headers and things. So great asset to have in both penalty areas.
And you decided to bring in Adams today. What was the thinking behind that?
Just give him a game, give him a run. Give Doyle a little breather as well. We wanted to see how the Coots and Baxter went in there. And I thought, I'd say, first 20, 25 minutes, and at times throughout the game, the passing was excellent. Holtie making runs off Stephen Davis. That was the plan today, and I thought when it came off, it worked very well.
Is that an indication as to where your mind's at now as regards the team for the first playoff game?
No.
Right, so it wasn't at all?
No, it was to try and get a result today. We didn't know what's going to happen at Rochdale. We wanted to get the result today. So that team was purely picked to do that.
Now all bets are off. I suppose yourselves and Chesterfield are jostling to see who finishes higher, but do you look at maybe throwing in a few more next Sunday?
Possibly. The frustrating thing about not getting the 3 points today is we'd have been guaranteed fifth. We'd have known who we were playing, Swindon, and then you can start preparing. Now, next week, you know, it means that I don't think there's much in it on the day, but you've got Preston and MK Dons. The league table suggests that they're better teams. So I suppose if you can finish as high as you can, fifth, that'll help.
And now really it's about that three-game season and having three cup-like performances from Sheffield United.
That's it. We want to go in a good performance next weekend. Chesterfield, it's only 4 days to the first leg. We've got to be conscious of that. So it's nice to be in there. So if we've got anybody, we don't have to risk them. But then it's the two big cup finals, really, home and away.